So children, raise your hands if this has ever happened to you, that you're playing at home, or you're running outside in the playground at school, or you're just outside enjoying in the field, just running around, and you trip and fall, and you either cut yourself or have a bruise. Whoa! Wow! My goodness, that's happened to even us old people too, huh? Yeah. And so, what do you need when you get a cut? Yes. A Band-Aid. This is what I got here. This is a big one, huh? So what happens then when you go and some of you, do you cry? Yes or no? Huh? Some of you cry, some of you don't. Huh? You hold it in, huh? Yeah, it's okay to cry if you do, because sometimes it hurts, doesn't it? Or your pride is hurt. And so you go to what? To mom and dad, or maybe an older brother or sister, and you let them know that you have a cut, or they see the bruise on you, and they get what? A Band-Aid, yeah. And so they place it on there, and now they show a little tenderness. Does your mom kiss you on the forehead?
No.
No, okay. Does your dad shake your hand and tell him, get going, huh?
No.
No, sometimes they hug you, right? Because they want you to do, because you're crying, and they want you to feel better. Is that right, moms and dads? Okay, see, they say so, huh? Okay, we'll believe them for a moment here, okay? And so that's called tenderness and comfort. They give you comfort because they know you were sad or hurting. You hurt yourself, and so they use this Band-Aid, and they love you and care for you. Do you know Isaiah was our first reading? He was a prophet. Now, prophet is someone who tells God's secrets to people. He goes about and tells people about God and what God wants to tell us. And so men and women are prophets in the Bible who tell us about God's love and who He is. And today, the first words that come out of Isaiah's mouth is comfort. He speaks on behalf of God and he says, give comfort to my people. And so what he's telling Isaiah is, tell the children that I am a God who wants to comfort them. Just like your parents or older adults in your life who comfort you when you fall or feel sad and want you to feel better. But also, God is a God who is tender. What does tender mean? Anybody know what tender means? Yes. Take care of someone. That is a good answer. I thought it would say meat, make your meat tender, huh? But no, tender, you said it the right way. Okay, and so that's who God is. Now, one of the things that God wants us to know is sometimes people go through hard times. The people of that time were taken away from their whole land for 70 years. And they were forced to go to another country, and they lived there. And they were really sad because they felt separate from God and felt that God had forgotten them. But God came back for them and said, you're going back to your homeland. But they were still sad. And so God wants to say, I'm going to comfort you and with words, make you feel better to know that you're loved. Have you ever comforted anybody? What are ways that you comfort people? Yes. Give them what? A paywall? A pillow. Okay, yeah. Giving them a pillow. You know, that is a very comforting thing, isn't it? What else when someone's sad that you see or needs a kind word? Yes. Oh, you know, you say words like you're okay if they fall. Uh-huh. What's that? You give them a hug. Yeah, that's another form of comfort as well. Uh-huh, yes. You help them up. That's right, and yes. You give them a kiss. That's right, huh? Do the boys like that or not, huh? And yes. Well, not yet. We're going to let me finish my program, and you can ask your question afterwards, all right? All right. Yeah, and so God does that, and so can we. So I wanted to have you do something. Give me an example this week in school or at home. You're going to show comfort or tenderness to people. Can you give me an example of what you're going to do this week in school that you're going to show comfort or gentleness? Anybody? Yes. You're going to be nice to them, yeah. Do you know sometimes kids don't have people, they feel really sad and they just need what? To be made fun of?
No.
What do they need? To be what? Yes. To be happy and to be kind, okay? Yes. The complete opposite of crying, yes. To be joyful or to be cared for and comforted. So we use Band-Aids. And you know who you can use Band-Aids to is God with His Word and also with His love for us. So here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to think in school or in home, what comforting words that you can say. Maybe mom and dad might be sad. Can you say something like, I love you, or I care for you, or thank you for all you do? How about classmates that are sad or worried, huh? How about saying some kind words to play with them or include them or be kind to them? Now, to be reminded, and your parents are going to need to do the same thing with people they run into, because your parents need to be kind and caring and comforting to others. So when you go home today, I want your parents to get out a Band-Aid. They have Band-Aids, because if you're a kid, you need Band-Aids, right? Huh? Okay? And I want your parents to put the Band-Aid on your arm. Just get a Band-Aid and put it on the arm. If you want to put it on your forehead, that's okay, all right? And I want you to be a reminder to your parents today that they are to comfort you, but other people. And can you look at the Band-Aid throughout the day and realize that you need to say comforting words, to be tender to your brothers and sisters, or this week your classmates? Do you understand what I'm asking? So you're going to ask your parents to put a Band-Aid. Parents, yes or no? What? All right. So I want you to get a Band-Aid for them, put it on their arm as a reminder to be comforted and to know that when you love them, God loves them too. Go, Path, and tell your parents what to do, okay? Okay.